What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Siobhan Scott is with us, psychotherapist and author. As we continue to learn more and more about the man that's known as the Gilgo Beach Killer and the allegations against Rex Heuermann, let's talk about the mental and medical evaluations that are taking place right now with Rex. What are they looking for here right now? Is it just to kind of get a baseline as to where he's at? Is he sane to continue on? Obviously, there hasn't been a whole lot that tells us otherwise. And will the information that is gathered here in this early days of this, the evaluations, can that then be used in a court for or against him?
Yeah, I think this will go in his official medical chart. And it's likely, the first thing that came to my mind is that they're probably monitoring him for suicidality, because it's a very big deal, as in the Epstein case. If someone suicides when they're in jail, that looks very bad for the people who are, you know, charged with keeping him in custody and keeping him alive and safe. Sure. So it's probably focused on that. Is he continuing to be oriented? Is he eating? Is he, you know, managing the stress of being in that cell effectively? And does he have any tendencies to try to, you know, as they often do, strangle themselves with their bed sheets or clothing or something like that? And so it's probably not tremendously in depth, more like just a mental health status check-in. And it makes sense that they're doing it on a weekly basis.
Are there types of people like this who just have a very low odd of they're likely going to kill themselves just because of the psychopathy or whatever they have going on, the narcissism, where that just keeps them going because they're above that almost. They enjoy all this too much. They don't see themselves as being a bad person. They don't have that guilt where they don't necessarily go down the road of suicide, and ones can be watched less than others. Or is it really kind of out there? Each case really needs to be looked at.
Yeah, I think each case needs to be looked at, because when we look at the Epstein case, he was certainly narcissistic. He was certainly bold. He was certainly psychopathic. But when it all caved in on him, sometimes suicide can be a very impulsive act and somebody just deteriorates very quickly, maybe in a few hours, and they make that decision. And so that's probably what they're concerned about.
And that's, of course, if we're playing by the story and believing that he actually killed himself.
That is true. There's that.
There is that on that one. Yeah. Do you think Heuermann was planning to kill again, or do you think he had continued his conquest over these years? Granted, the murders we're looking at are from almost a decade ago, but there's been reports from women who he has gone on dates with since then, reporting that he liked to talk about the crime. It's even going into detail about the burlap sacks and very detailed. Is this, what do you make of this when someone goes out, blatantly does this sort of behavior? Is it just pushing society and testing society and feeling power by, look, I did this, no one really knows this, but I'm going to go, I'm number one, going to go on dates with someone other than my wife, and they're going to be hookers, the same type of people that were killed, and I'm going to talk about the case with these people. Is that just a real flexing of the arrogance and the narcissistic power that someone like him liked to have?
It sure is a display of that. Now, there are serial killers that as they age, they kind of age out of the murders, you know, just because they become physically, you know, old, and they find that just the memories and the reliving of the experience meets their needs. You know, they don't feel the same compulsion to repeat it over and over again. But we don't really know. He wasn't that old, you know, he was still apparently a big, strong guy. Mm-hmm. So is it possible that he changed his MO? Are there bodies in other places? I understand they're looking. Yeah. And so there certainly could be, you know, that what we know now is just the tip of the iceberg. And at some point, he may, if he's convicted of these, he may disclose that, yes, there were many more, as often than it becomes something to brag about.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America. Discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Struggling with weight that doesn't respond to traditional dieting? ProLon's 5-Day Fasting Mimicking Diet is a clinically developed nutrition program designed to promote fat loss while protecting lean body mass. Developed at USC's Longevity Institute, it assists the body in entering a fasting-like state that helps reset metabolism, target visceral fat, and supports healthy metabolic markers. In just 5 days, ProLon offers a structured, science-backed approach to weight loss without extreme restriction or guesswork. Get 15% off plus a $40 bonus gift when you subscribe at prolonlife.com/begin. Struggling with weight that doesn't respond to traditional dieting? ProLon's 5-Day Fasting Mimicking Diet is a clinically developed nutrition program designed to promote fat loss while protecting lean body mass. Developed at USC's Longevity Institute, it assists the body in entering a fasting-like state that helps reset metabolism, target visceral fat, and supports healthy metabolic markers. In just 5 days, ProLon offers a structured, science-backed approach to weight loss without extreme restriction or guesswork. Get 15% off plus a $40 bonus gift when you subscribe at prolonlife.com/begin.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America. Discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.